Boys and girls, up to the front, please, to keep me company. And Gareth's trying to slip in as well. I think, boys and girls, he's maybe a bit big, is he? Should we allow Gareth up? What's he coming to the children's talk for? Eh? He's coming to keep me right. So I allow him up at the front, because he's keeping me right with all this technology. That's great. Good to see all the boys and girls. Lovely. Now, that's great. Okay, boys and girls. Now, I want to give a wee talk this morning to you. And I am a very lucky boy, you know, because just over a week ago, I was able to go away for a wee holiday. Isn't that nice? Imagine this time of year going away for a wee holiday, and I was able to go away for a wee break for a couple of days. And I went to this place. I went to Vienna in Austria. And you know, I went there because I'd heard of lots of good things coming out of Vienna. There's apple strudel. Have you ever tried apple strudel? I tried it when I was away. It's good stuff. And you also get schnitzel out of Vienna. And that's like meat that has been hit with a hammer and made very small, and then put in breadcrumbs. And my eye tried schnitzel. In fact, I tried two bits of schnitzel on the same plate. And it was lovely. So there's wonderful things that have come out of Vienna. And you know, the best thing that came out of Vienna was my wife, Gerlinda. Because she comes from Vienna. And isn't that the way you wanted me to say it, dear? That's the best thing that came out of Vienna. But you know, something else that came out of Vienna was music, because it's a famous city for its music, okay? And down through the centuries and over the years, Vienna has been a place where people have congregated and come to meet to play music and to listen to music, and it's a real city that's central to music down through the years. And there was one building in particular, as we travelled around the city centre and looked at all the beautiful architecture and all the wonderful buildings that was through the lovely city, we had a great time. But as we travelled on a wee horse and cart through the city, the man who lived in the city and was driving the cart told us about this building. And this is one of the theatres that's in Vienna. And you know, he told us about a little boy who played a concert in this theatre. And it made me sit up and listen, because it sounded very interesting. And I want to tell you a wee bit about that boy. I'm not going to tell you who he is yet, because I want the mums and the dads and you boys and girls to maybe think hard and see if you could guess who it would be. But you know, this little boy that had a concert in this place in front of lots and lots of people, do you know what age he was? He was 6. He was only 6, and that's only the age of some of yous here today. Isn't that very close to your age? And you know, I thought about, what about boys and girls here this morning? I'm sure some of you have Christmas plays coming up, would that be right? And you have to stand in front of maybe a whole lot of people at the front, and you might be very nervous. Can anybody here play an instrument? Good. Lots of budding musicians. That's super. And put your hand up if you have to take part in a play at your school in front of all the mums and dads. Yeah, there's a whole lot of boys and girls that's going to have to do that. And I'm sure you're going to be very nervous. Well, imagine how this little boy felt when he was only 6 and he had to play the piano and all his musical instruments and his violin in front of all these people that filled this building, this big theatre. And he was only 6. And you know, there were some very important people in the building at that time. And the man went on to say that this little boy also actually went to a palace in Vienna that we visited as well, and he played in front of the emperor and the empress of Austria. That's like the king and queen of Austria at that time. I'm sure he was a nervous boy. What do you think? I'm sure you would be nervous too. Imagine playing in front of the king and queen. And you mightn't have to do that in your Christmas play, but you have to play in front of your mums and dads, and that's nearly as bad, isn't it? Okay. And I want you to, I'll give you some clues as to who this boy is, okay? okay, he was born in Salzburg in Vienna 250 years ago, so that's a long time ago. All right. Anybody know who it is yet? No. Nobody from the audience either? Okay. I'll give you another clue. His father was one of Europe's best musical teachers. All right. So that's maybe why he became so good, because his father taught him really well and was very strict with him. And he learned to play music when he was only 3 years of age. Isn't that remarkable? He was so very, very young when he learned how to play all these instruments. And he was able to play them. And he was able to learn the pieces, we're told, in only 30 minutes. So it didn't take him long to learn the music. And another clue, he composed his own first piece of music when he was 5. That means he wrote his own music as well and made the tunes up himself. And he started doing that when he was 5. Can anybody tell me who it is yet? I ain't giving you so many clues. I can't believe you can't guess it. Does anybody in mums and dads and the grannies and grandas know yet? Good, I'm glad. Okay, another clue. When he arrived in Vienna, he was still only a little boy, and we're told that he charmed his way through the customs, because he hadn't any money or anything like that. He charmed his way through the customs by playing his fiddle for the inspectors. And he was so good that the inspectors just let him through the customs and into Vienna. And he grew up to be one of the world's best music composers. Okay, he was a very famous man. He was only a little boy, but he grew up to be a really, really famous composer of music. And the last clue, he died in Vienna at the age of only 35. So he died very young as well. Anybody tell me who it is yet? No? Anybody in the audience? Well, I'm going to give you a big clue. Okay, I'm going to show you a photograph of him. So do you think that's a good clue? Now, you're bound to get it from the photograph. Now, do you know who it is? Surely you do. Who is it?
Did he ever even look like he spoke?
I'm not sure.
Because that might be a good reason why he did die at that age.
Oh, yes, that might have been the reason. Uh-huh, there's a whole lot of different reasons why he might have died. Can you tell me who he is yet?
What letter does it
begin? Oh, well, there's a whole lot. He has a whole lot of names. Can anybody out there tell me who it is? No? Okay. I'm going to show you his name. Johannes Chrysostomus Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Okay, his name was Mozart.
Never heard of him.
Well, I'm sure that when you get bigger and you go through school, you learn of this man, because he was very famous and he wrote lots and lots of music, and his music is still played today. You know, here's a picture of him as a man, and he grew up to be a man. And I want you to listen to this wee bit of music, and it's just a wee clip of some of his music, and it's really beautiful. You listen carefully to this. See if you like it. This is the hard bit. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice music? No? Oh my, well, all the mums and dads really liked it, and some of them were starting to nod over to sleep there, so that's why I had to stop it. He played and he composed beautiful, beautiful music. It was a sweet, sweet sound whenever his music was playing. Okay? But that reminded me, you know, boys and girls, of something even more interesting. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful." And that's the first verse of Psalm 147. And if you had listened carefully to Mr. McMullen as he read from the Psalms at the start of the meeting, it was all about praising God too. And you know, this verse tells us that it's good to sing praises to God, because it's pleasant And it's a beautiful sound. It's a beautiful sound to God's ears. And you know, Mozart became very famous, and he travelled across Europe, and he played in front of lots of people, and he played in front of kings and queens, and everybody wanted to hear him playing because his music was so beautiful. And he did it when he was only a little boy. But you know, the wonderful thing is that even though you might be small and you might be young here today, you can make a beautiful, beautiful, sweet and pleasant sound to God's ears. And that's the most important thing. It's wonderful to praise God. And we have so much to praise God for. We can praise God through our singing, as we sing songs to him. We can praise God as we come together. And when other people see us praising God, they realize that it's a pleasant thing and it's a good thing. And they see all the people, all the Christians meeting together to praise God. And it's a wonderful thing. But even better still is that it's pleasing to God. And God loves to hear boys and girls and mums and dads praising his name and thanking him for all that he is and all that he has done. And the rest of that psalm, boys and girls, goes on to tell us about how great God is, that he's almighty and he's all powerful. He's a wonderful God. It goes on to tell us that God is the God of all creation, for he made everything. And he controls everything. He's a wonderful God, and that's why we should come to him and thank him and praise him for how great he is. And we should thank him and praise him most of all for what he has done for us, boys and girls, because he sent his son, didn't he, the Lord Jesus, from heaven into this world. And this is the time of year that we think about that in particular, don't we? We think about baby Jesus being born into this world. But you know, God sent him as a gift for you and for me. Sent him into that little stable that he might be born. And you know the purpose of why he came? To save his people from their sins. And my, that should make you and me really praise God and thank God for what he has done for you and for me. Because he came to die for us. He came to die on the cross that we might be able to put our trust in him and ask him into our hearts to be our Saviour. And that's how we can please God. So it's a great thing, isn't it, that Mozart was able to play this wonderful music. And he was able to please the kings and queens of his day. But you can please the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords just by praising him and thanking him for who he is and for all that he has done for you and for me. And that's great. Isn't that a wonderful privilege? And all of us mums and dads and grannies and grandas and boys and girls should really be thankful and praise God for who he is this morning. He's a great God. We're going to sing a wee chorus. You've listened really well. And the wee chorus, it's maybe an old chorus, but I'm hoping that people remember it. And it's maybe a long time since some of us sung it. But it says, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. And may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Will you remember the next time you hear a beautiful piece of music that you can make a beautiful sound to God himself by praising him and glorifying his name?